This evening, shall we try to talk about life and death? We all have this. Life and death. I don't like such an expression. Maybe for me, life death is better. But is it English? Is it English enough? For example, here and now. Here and now. I don't like this. So I always say here now. Also life and death thing. Life death. Life death or birth death. Which is, do you think is better? English. Life death or birth death. Same. Okay. And I don't like and. Separation. Two things. We all have. Do you have it? Do you have life, death? You don't. Or you don't have. You have. Just before I came here, I received a fax letter from someone I don't know. And he wrote, I would like to send this fax before I die. So he wrote 13 items in the letter, and 13 lines. And this list, he put the name, before I die. He got disease of Parkinson disease. And his doctor told him half a year your life will disappear. So I replied, of course, I replied my answer to him. And I tried to make my own list before I die. I tried to make my own list. And I made. But after I wrote this, why do I still have such extra tails? So conditional. I try to list up 12 or 13. But I felt this is very conditional. Death, the real one, real death, should be unconditional. We all of us will die on the halfway of our halfway of our whatever we do in this life, what are you doing in your life? Zazen? Very good. But in the Zazen, death is always visiting, suddenly, unexpectedly, unpredictably, of course. Yeah? Therefore, death. We need unconditional acceptance. Yes? Otherwise, death doesn't like you. Always, therefore, death is so meaningful, I feel, isn't it? We cannot plan, even committing suicide. And that is very different what I would expect. Unexpectedly, death is coming. Even if we prepare so perfectly, death is not like that, I feel. Very unknown. But I already told you, life, death, birth, death. That means not only death is so unknown. Life, birth, or now, this, we are now living, this is unknown also. Not only death, but life, we're living now, unknown. Do you know your life? Do you? And this now, completely unknown, you have never experienced before. This now encounter. Just one moment ago, I didn't know. I couldn't predict. So, anyway, life, death, completely unknown, but we should be ready to this now. We should be unconditional acceptance. Is such English possible? Yes. Otherwise, we are always unhappy. We die now, on the halfway. Very incomplete. Incomplete or unfinished. Everybody dies on the halfway, unexpectedly, unpredictably. So how many items do you have now? How many items before you die? How many? I have many items. I still have many items. I cannot die. That means I cannot live. I cannot live in this moment, isn't it? I am not living because I am not dying. Very strange. Whatever we have, that is nothing but ego attachment. As long as we cling to such a, we have such a clinging, this is not life. This is not life. Therefore, this is not death. But death, thanks to real death, we can, liking or disliking, irrelevant. Thus we die. Death is so meaningful, therefore. When we die, any attachment, any clinging, any items, all our anything we have, we cannot keep, can you? We are cut. We will be cut. That is, death is necessary for, very meaningful, don't you feel so? Thanks to my occupation, I am Japanese monk. So I conducted many funeral ceremonies in Japan. And many times I met with dead face, dead villagers, dead friends. I meet. And in the cremation place, I met. So liking or disliking or keeping or anything, any item, they all of a sudden, any kind of attachment, all a sort of purification. Death is complete, total purification. Isn't it? We cannot do such a thing with our intentionally. Intentionally, we can't do such a thing. But death, thanks to death, we can. It is possible for us. But do you think it is habitually we think? Habitually we all think. My death, your death will happen in some future. No, that is not right. No. In some future? No. This now. Because you are living, therefore you are dying. Living, we are living, therefore we are dying. And sometimes we can really purely experience our real death. When we sit, sometimes, not always, rarely, suddenly we leave our body and mind, our being, sometimes we can leave ourselves. So death is not so special. Not the near-death experience, not the temporal death, the real one. Because real life, if you have real life, you should be able to experience also real death. Therefore, life, death, not and. Have you experienced? No. That means that yes, said rightly. That means you have never experienced your life itself. You have never experienced life. You still separate. You put under, you still keep your under. That is not life. That is not death. Sorry. Experience is nobody. It is experienced by nobody. Therefore, it is experienced. It is possible to be experienced. So you cannot keep it. If you keep it, suddenly it becomes changed. Not the real one. Plastic. Plastic suddenly become plastic flower. The real one, whatever, you cannot keep it. You can't keep.
Why are
we afraid of this? Are you really feel fear? Afraid? Are you really?
At the moment, no. However, I would believe I might be if I was facing death.
But you said, if you face your death, did you say? If.
When.
Yeah, when.
When I face my death.
Oh, whatever expression, when or if or. Therefore, you feel you are afraid of it. You put when or if or, therefore you feel fear. You are afraid of. Because when you are put somewhere, such a reality, you put somewhere. It suddenly become very spooky. Spooky area you put some such a in a spooky dimension. Therefore very fearful, unknown. So we are making it fearful. we are making it anything. Indirect something indirect, we feel fear. If you meet me directly, you cannot feel fear. But if you feel, oh, very stupid, I don't know him, very unknown, enigmatic person, if I am for you, you feel fear. So whatever we don't see it clearly, directly, we feel fear, very spooky. For example, some creature in the deep water, in the ocean, if you see something you've never seen before, you feel very fearful, you're afraid, like this. For example, so this. Sorry, I take it clearly.
Why?
What did you say? I couldn't.
If death is purified, why do you make an effort to survive?
Why?
Why
try? Why
do we make this effort to purify ourselves to life? If we don't have the resources.
Why do we make effort? Effort for what?
To become pure if we don't have the resources.
Because of cutting our attachment, ego attachment, cutting our ego attachment, is it purification or not? So, impure means remaining some residual attachment. Residual of attachment. If we remain some attachment, that is not purified. Even death, can you keep your attachment? Yes? No. If so, isn't it purification? Purification. Yeah? So we need to clarify this point.
A dream. And she asked him, why didn't you publish my book? Go and publish my book. She asked him to publish her book. The book that she left with him and he didn't publish. After 7 years that she died already.
So she asked him, why didn't you publish?
Go and publish my
book. I see. So she is still keeping attachment in that dream. In his dream. That dream. Dream is it reality or dream? A dream is a sort of reality, is it? Yes. Sorry? That is our reality. But what I wanted to point out, we still have the habits, aren't we? And we keep the same habit, even if I chatter like this. You are not dying now. Your death will come in some future. Don't you keep such an idea? Do you? Yes. You cannot see your death now. Unconditional death. Now, in this position, yes or not? This is what I wanted to ask. Question. Here, no thought, no expectation, no attachment, no clinging, just leave this. Breath by breath. As long as you keep or you continue. Your daily habits. That is not Zazen. That is not Zazen. Have you ever practiced Zazen before? Have you? No. Nobody have practiced Zazen. How many times have you done session? has long as we keep, no? Same habit. Yeah. Again and again. Is it the same? I told you, death must be purification. I told him. Zazen also, purification. Zazen, yes. No continuation, no continuity of daily habit, daily habit, habitual so one breath sometimes I experience breath. Nowhere to go, nowhere to keep, nowhere to go, no continuation, no next, completely getting lost. But awareness is in it, awareness is naturally in it, no mind. If you are no mind, how can you keep awareness? If it is no mind, is it no awareness? Logically, yes, like this. As long as you are in no mind, no awareness, no consciousness. But through the real experience, it is same substance, no mind and awareness. Therefore, I call this jikaku mushin. Jikaku means awareness. Mushin means no mind. Jikaku mushin. Awareness, no mind. It is not two different things. In fact, the same substance. Awareness and no mind is same substance. We cannot understand with intellect, but we really experience clearly. You may, of course, experience, or not. So, therefore, I say, death, life. You understand? I didn't say life, death. Opposite way around. Understand. Death, life. That is better. Not life, death. Life, birth. Life, birth. Otherwise, birth or life, death. Life, death is still habitual. Death should be first. Therefore, this is not habitual. Do you understand what I meant? Do you? I'm trying to cut our habit. I'm trying to cut our habit. And life death, okay? Life death, or death life. Death life and, not under. Death life, here now, is exactly the same substance. Therefore, no under. Now, this is what I wanted to offer. Okay? Death life, here now, same. Completely same substance. Thank you very much. So come to Doksan. If this is unclear, please come to Doksan. Ask me. Okay, thank you very much.